Sunday, Gimel Tammuz, Rabbi Matisyahu Lawrence, in Yom Chanukah.
Good morning, good Chanukah. It's always nice to come back to Edgware to say a shir. The inyan which we'll be discussing today is the inyan of Chiyuv Noshim b'hadlakas neiros Chanukah and Amiras Halel b'Chanukah. The Chiyuv of women when it comes to hadlakas neiros Chanukah and saying Halel on Chanukah. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel, which is the sugya of Inyoni Chanukah, says the following thing. The Gemara is discussing the Shaila, the Chakira, of Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah or Hanocha Oysa Mitzvah. When it comes to Neiros Chanukah, is it the actual lighting of the Neiros Chanukah which is the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Hadlaka, or is it the Inyon of the Hanocha, simply placing the lights in the place where they have to be? In other words, you could light somewhere which is not kosher for lighting, let's say lemalo michof, above 20 amas, and then take the menorah and put it in the right position, lemato michof. And that would be hanocha oisa mitzvah. And the Gemara has various different rayas backwards and forwards, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion, hadlaka oisa mitzvah. That it's the hadlaka where the mitzvah, where there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, and therefore when one is madlik the Neiros Chanukah, one has to do it in the place which is kosher lahadlocha. That's hadlocha oisa mitzvah, and that's how we paskin lahalocha. And the Gemara says, v'hashta daminun hadlocha oisa mitzvah. Now that we say, now that we have come to the conclusion, hadlocha oisa mitzvah, hidlika cheresh shayte v'katon loy osav loy klum. If the Neiros Chanukah were lit by a cheresh shayte v'katon, somebody who was deaf, a deaf mute, a shayte, somebody who was mentally incompetent, or a katon, a minor, somebody under bar mitzvah, loy osav loy klum, no mitzvah has been fulfilled, because since the mitzvah is had loka oisa mitzvah, and that had been done by somebody who was not a bar chiyuva, someone who is potter, therefore loy osav loy klum. However, says the Gemara, Isha, Vadai Madlika, a lady can definitely be Madlik the Neiros Chanukah. The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, because Yeshua ben Levi said, Noshim Chayov is Neiros Chanukah. Ladies are Chayov in Neiros Chanukah, Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'oisa HaNeis. Because they, as well, were in that Neis. Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'oisa HaNeis. They, as well, were in that Neis. Now, what is the Pshat in the words Af Heinu Hoyu Ba'isa HaNeis? So literally we would translate it as they too were in the Neis, they were in the miracle. But what does that exactly mean? So Rashi there says, Rashi Dibba Maschir Hoyu Ba'isa HaNeis, says Rashi, Shegozru Yevonim Akol Psulois HaNasois Lihiboyel Tafso Techilo. Rashi tells us a historical point that the time of Chanukah, the Yevonim, the Greek nation, who were the ruling nation at that time, who we defeated during the time of Chanukah. At that time, they had been goyza, a gezeira, an evil decree, against habesulais hanusuais, which literally means the girls who had just got married, or about to get married, lihiboya lo tafsa techidot. They would be violated by the general, the Greek general, adagiris ala hegemon techidot, va'al yad isho nasa hanes. And then Rashi says, through an isha was nasa nes, through a lady, the nes happens. Rashi seems to be saying two points. Firstly, that there was a gezeira against the ladies, that the ladies would be violated, and now there was a nes, that they were nes of Chanukah was they were saved from that nes. And then says Rashi, a separate point, va'al yad isha nasa hanes, and through an isha, through a lady, a nes happened. Now what is that referring to? What nes is that referring to? So, if we look in the Ran, the back of the Gemara, the Ran adds a few more details. He brings like Rashi, but he adds a few more details. And he says, concerning this second point, that the Nes of Chanukah somehow was done through a lady, says the Ran. Damrino b'medrash. The Ran quotes a medrash. The bito shel Yochanan hechila l'roisha oivim gevina. The daughter of Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, the time of Chanukah, seemingly, she fed the head of the enemies some gevina, some cheese, l'shakrusoi, to make him drunk, to make him fall into a sleep. V'chodcha es roishoi, and she cut off his head, ubaruchu kulam, and all the soldiers from the Greek army ran away. They fled. That's why we have a minig to eat gavina on Chanukah. Right, today we're more familiar with a minig to eat donuts on Chanukah, latkes on Chanukah. That's not actually brought down in halacha. It's brought down in halacha, the minig to eat gavina on Chanukah. And why? Because this nes over here happened through the fact that she fed this general gavina, she fed him cheese, and through that, the heavy cheese that they had in those days caused him to fall asleep, and then she was able to get rid of him. So it seems to be that there's two pshatim being said here, both by Rashi and the Ran, as to what it means, sha'af hein hoyu ba'oisahaneis. Why is it that women are chayev in hadlokis ne'er Chanukah? Says the Gemara, sha'af hein hoyu ba'oisahaneis. What does that mean? Firstly, there was had been a gezeira against the ladies, and now they were saved from that gezeira. So that means they experienced the nes, they experienced the benefits of the nes. And what's the second pshat that Rashi and the Ran are telling us? What afhein hoyu ba'isanes actually means? That they caused the nes. They were the goyrem. They caused the nes. So there's two pshatim. They benefited from the nes and they caused the nes. So we're clear on the two pshatim. They benefited from the nes and they caused the nes. Chanukah. Now it's very interesting that if you look in the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, that's a sugya of Leil Seder and a sugya specifically of Dalad Koisos. The chiyuv to have dalad koisis and the leil seder. And there the Gemara says, ladies are chayv and dalad koisis. Why? What's the reason we can expect? Sha'af hein hoyu ba'isane, says the Gemara. They were also in the nes of Pesach as well. By the way, why is the Gemara trying to bring these reasons over here to explain why ladies are chayv in Neves Chanukah or chayv in dalad koisis? Why? Because the normal rule is mitzvah saseh shazman guroma noshim paturois. When it comes to a positive mitzvah, and seemingly whether it's a deraisa or a derabanon, women are potter from it. A mitzvah saseh shazman guroma, a time-bound mitzvah, a mitzvah which is limited to a specific time, ladies are potter from. So therefore the Gemara has to find reasons why it is that they're chayiv in Ner Chanukah and why it is they're chayiv in Dalad Koisis. And the Gemara says, Sha'afin hoyu ba'oisahanis. So what does it mean in the context of Dalad Koisis, in the context of Pesach? What does it mean, Sha'afin hoyu ba'oisahanis? So there we seem to actually find a machlokes rishonim, a dispute amongst the rishonim, what this actually means. Rashi and the Rashbam on the Gemara there in Pesachim say, Shehin gormu la'anis. The ladies were the ones who caused the nes of Pesach. We're all familiar with the famous Medrash. It's a Gemara, actually, in Sotah Daf Yud Aleph. Eschar noshim tzidkon yois sheba'oseh ha'doir. The merit of those ladies, those righteous ladies, in the doir of Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, nigalu, they were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And similarly, the Gabi Mikra Megillah on Purim, it was through Esther. And similarly, through Ner Chanukah, says Rashi over there, all of these things happened alidei noshim, through a particular lady. And therefore, Rashi is taking on the pshat there. What does it mean? Sha'af hein hoyu ba'oisa anes. Rashi says it means they were the gormim of the nes. They were the ones who caused the nes. That's what it means, according to Rashi. Tosfos over there has a problem with this. Tosfos in Psochim Daf Kuf Ches says, it brings the pshat of Rashi and also the Rashbam as well, that they caused the nes. And he says that's a bit difficult. Why? Because let's look at the words of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Sha'af hein hoyu ba'yisanis. What does the word af mean? What does the word af mean? Even. In other words, they were also in the nes as well. There were others in the nes, but they were also in the nes. So it says, Taisvus, if this phrase, af hein hoyu ba'isanis, if it's meant to mean they caused the nes, they were the ones who are really responsible for the nes, then it shouldn't say af hein hoyu ba'isanis. It should say, hein hoyu ba'isanis, or him gormu lahanis. The notion of the Gemara, the wording of the Gemara, is not really correct, the chayra, according to this pshat, says Tosfos. And secondly, says Tosfos, there was a Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says a slightly different girsa. Not af hein hoyu ba'isa anes, but rather af hein hoyu ba'isa sofik. They were also in that sofik. That means that difficult situation, that doubtful situation. What would happen to Klal Yisrael at that time? That situation where it wasn't clear what was going to happen. Af hein hoyu ba'isa sofik, which means they were also subject to the the gezeira of the time. The suffix, what would happen to Klal Yisrael at the time of Mitzrayim? So it says, Toisus, the pshat in af hein hoye ba'isanis means the other pshat that we said before, which was, they were in the gezeira, they were subject to whatever gezeira it was at the time, and now, af hein hoye ba'isanis, they benefited from the nes when there was a salvation, a delivery from that particular suffering of that time. And therefore, we find over there, in the context of the Gemara of in Psochim, a machloikis was showing him what af hein hoyu ba'oyis hanes actually means. But when it comes to the Gemara in Shabbos regarding Chanukah, seemingly both Rashi and the Ram bring both pshatim, what it means regarding Chanukah. Af hein hoyu ba'oyis hanes means they benefited from the nes and also they caused the nes as well. Both pshatim are brought by Rashi and the Ram in the context of Chanukah. Now Agav, just a point which is Agav, the Kaf HaChaim and the Be'ez Chai bring down, and they quote this story that this lady, this unnamed lady who it was, but we are told it's Yehudis, who fed the Gevina, this cheese, to the Rosh HaOivim, the head of the general of the army, didn't actually happen at the time of Chanukah. It did not happen at the time of Chanukah. It happened another time, but it was also benegeir to the Greek army. And therefore, since it happened, and it was something, it was a Hatzalah against the Greeks, it was therefore commemorated also on Chanukah as well. Just a point, Agav, I'm not sure if everybody agrees with this, whether this story actually happened exactly the time of Chanukah or not. This is the point, a side point. So what have we said so far, to summarize? We've said that Rashi and the Ran, and the Sugi of Chanukah, tell us two pshatim. What does it mean, Noshim, what it means is either they benefited from the nes because there was a gezeira against them and they were saved from it, or secondly, they actually caused the nes to happen, namely by Yehudis, this lady, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, feeding cheese to this general and causing being able to get rid of him. These are the two pshatim of Rashi and the Ran. And according to Tosfos in Psochim, we would have to say that the pshat is that the ladies were simply in this gezeira, and now they benefited from the hatzalah, from the delivery from this gezeira. So halacha lemaisa, it would come out, therefore, according to the Gemara, that ladies are chayiv in their Chanukah. Right? So I won't ask for a show of hands. How many ladies, how many wives of people in this room lit ner Chanukah? Probably the answer will be none. Right? So what does it mean? Nashim are chayiv in ner Chanukah. So let's just a little bit of background in the chiyuv of the hadlaka on Ner Chanukah. Who has to light Neiris Chanukah in a house? So we know, we're familiar, there's three levels of hadlakas Ner Chanukah. The basic mitzvah, the mahadrin, and the mahadrin mina mahadrin. Okay? Nowadays we use mahadrin as a term for kashrus, right? But mahadrin, the term originally comes from the Gemara, and it refers to the three levels of being Mekayim Neres Chanukah, Mitzvahs Neres Chanukah. One is the basic mitzvah, there's Mahadrin, and there's Mahadrin Min Mahadrin. What's the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? The basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light one candle every night. That's it. One candle every night. The first night, one candle. Second night, one candle. Third night, one candle. And that's it. You are Yotze your mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. Says the Gemara, another level, Mahadrin. What is Mahadrin? So Mahadrin means, again, one candle every night, but each person in the house lights. Yeah, each person in the house lights. So if there's three males in the house, over bar mitzvah, each one will have to light one candle every night. There's a third level. What's the third level? Mahadrin, Minha Mahadrin. And here we have a machloikis, well-known machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam. What does Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin mean? And it comes out being a Machlokes, Machaber and Ramah. What is Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin? The Tosfos paskins that Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin means that one person in the house lights an increasing number of candles every night. First night of Chanukah, one candle. Second night of Chanukah, two candles. Third night of Chanukah, three candles, etc. All the way to eight candles. That's Tosfos pshat. The Rambam's pshat is no. Rambam says it means that each person in the house lights a menorah, increasing the number every night. One, two, three, four. Now, interestingly enough, the Sfadim, the Mechaber Paskins, like Tosfos here, which is unusual, because Tosfos is an Ashkenaz. And the Ramah Paskins like the Rambam, which is unusual, because the Rambam was in Sfarad. And therefore, Ashkenazim, what we do is, every member of the household lights a menorah every night of Chanukah, and we increase the number of neiros every night. That's what we do. Every single person in the household lights every night. That's called Mahadrin min Mahadrin, according to Shittas Rambam, and that's how Ashkenazim Paskin. So therefore, according to that, in terms of the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, you just have to have one candle in the house. So the Balabais would light the candle, everybody would be yotze with that. There's no question really of Noshim lighting, because that's the basic mitzvah. But according to the way we hold Lemaisa, Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, which means that every single person in the house lights a menorah, and we increase the number of candles every night. Yeah? So L'chaira, a lady should have to light. If she's a Bas Chiyuva, she's somebody who has to light Neros Chanukah, she therefore should have to light. So why is it that in most households, as far as I know, ladies don't light Ner Chanukah? They're soymech on their husband. They don't light. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from Tshuvas Oilas Shmuel. Tshuvas Oilas Shmuel says that L'didan shemaglikin kol echad b'fnei atzmoy, according to us, who every single person in the house lights in their Chanukah themselves, mikol mokayim isha eino tzricha lahadlik, a lady does not need to light. Why? D'havi rak tefelois la'anoshim, they're tofel to the anoshim. Okay, careful where you say this, right? But they are tefelois la'anoshim, which the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere in Simatov Reish Ayin Aleph seems to use the expression ishtoi kegufoi. Right, tefedah yisla anosh means ishtoi kegufoi. That's a concept which we are familiar with. Ishtoi kegufoi, where the man does a chiyuv, the man fulfills a chiyuv. Ishtoi kegufoi, his wife fulfills the chiyuv because she's like being part of him. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings between the Oilas Shmuel. Ladies don't light. Why? Because they are tefelois la'anoshim. They're like a chelik of the husband. If they want to, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Oilas Shmuel, if they want to, they can. And they can actually make a brocha as well. Just like any mitzvah, a lady can make a brocha on, even if she's not obligated to do. She's allowed to light here, and she can make a brocha itself. But the general minhag is that married ladies do not light. And therefore, that's the halacha l'maisa. Now the question is, comes from here, what is the halacha regarding unmarried girls? Right? Someone has an unmarried girl at home, let's say bas mitzvah, or even from the age of chinuch, where normal mitzvahs apply from the age of chinuch, where parents have a chiyuv to be mechanech their children in mitzvahs from a certain minimum age of 5 or 6, 7 years old, it depends on which mitzvah we're talking about. So what is the chiyuv regarding Neros Chanukah or for unmarried girls? So what should we say? Let's try and work it out ourselves. Should they be chayiv or should they not be chayiv to do it? Based on the svara that we've said. Well, cotton is potter, but there's a chi of chinuch on the parents normally to be mechanech children to do mitzvahs. But let's say not a cotton. Let's say a girl who is not a cotton. She's over bas mitzvah, but she's not married yet. Should she be chayiv to light Neros Chanukah or should she not? According to how we take on that every individual person in the house lights, so why should a girl who's not married not light? What should we say? What was the reason why a married lady didn't light? Because? Ishtoi kegufoi. Tefelos la'anoshim. They're like a chelik of the husband. Can you say that with regard to an unmarried daughter? No. Not ishtoi kegufoi. She doesn't have a husband. So how can you say ishtoi kegufoi? So therefore what should come out? A girl is chayev tonight. Yeah? That's what should come out from it. However, what is the minhag probably in many or most places? Girls don't light. Right? Many places they do. But Moshe Feinstein says that that many places they did, and it's perfectly acceptable to do that. And many kehillahs, girls do light. But in many kehillahs, girls do not light. So what's the pshat? What's the tool? Why don't they have to light? Definitely if they're over bas mitzvah, we have a shayla. And even under bas mitzvah, when there's a chi of chinuch, why do they not light? So there's no clear answer to this question that I found. I'd be very interested to find. There's two answers which are brought down. One is from the Chasam Sefer, and one is from Mishmeres Shalom. The Chasam Sefer says in his Chidushim to Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, and I read you the Loshon of the Chasam Sefer: Shekach kiblu me'avisenu, we makabel from our fathers, shegam bizman shehediku bachutz, the time when the menorah was lit outside. Nowadays we light inside, especially in Chutz La'aretz. But the original mitzvah was to light Neros Chanukah where? Outside, by the door. opposite the mezuzah, on the other side. That was the original mitzvah Chazal instituted. Says the Chasam Sofer, Lo hidliku ba'atzmon lehidu. Ladies never took on the idea of lighting Neiros Chanukah. This idea of Mahadrin min Mahadrin, where every single person in the house lights the Neir Chanukah. The women never took this mitzvah on. Why? Ki ein kvoido lotzeis b'chutz b'shusarabim le'etusei erev. It's not considered to be a covered, a tzniastic thing for all the ladies to be gathering outside. When all the men are lighting outside and the ladies should be outside lighting as well, that was never considered to be covered for a lady. Ud lahadlik bein ha'anoshim, and to light amongst the men. By the entrance of a house. They stood from afar, lishmoya habrachos, and they heard the brachos, and close enough they could hear the brachos. That's why the minhag nowadays is we carry on how it was then. Even though nowadays we light indoors, and therefore this reason doesn't really apply. Right? We light indoors, although we might light by the window, but the minhag is to light indoors nowadays. And therefore, the chayra, the reason doesn't apply, and a lady should light. But, says the Chasam Sofer, we continue the original minhag of the women not lighting, because at that time was not considered to be a kovadika zach for a lady to light outside. That's the pshat to the tam, the reason given by the Chasam Sofer, why ladies never took on to light. There is a second reason, more specific, why unmarried girls don't light. In other words, as far as ladies are concerned, we've got the reason of ishtoi kagufoi, a married lady ishtoi kagufoi. But what about unmarried ladies? It says the Sefer Mishmeres Shalom. The reason is because since their mothers would not be lighting, it's not considered to be derech eretz for their daughters to be lighting. It doesn't look very nice that the mother's not lighting and the daughter is lighting. So, okay, that's the reason that he says. And therefore, again, another justification why it was that unmarried girls do not light, in many kehillas, they do not light the menorah. So that's with regard to Neiros Chanukah. What's with regard to halal? Saying halal, right, on Chanukah. So if you look in the Rambam, don't have a Rambam at hand, but the mashmos of the Lashon of the Rambam is that Noshim are peturois from halal on Chanukah. But it's difficult. Because Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, says that when it comes, again, going back to Leil Pesach by the Seder, the Tosfos says, Noshim Chayov is Bahalal. You know, during the Seder we say Halal. Right? It's very unusual that we say Halal not as part of Davening. Normally Halal is part of Davening, part of Shacharis every day. But we say Halal during the Seder. And says Tosfos, Noshim Chayov is Bahalal of Leil Seder. Why? Which reason are we going to say? Based on what we've learned, Af hein hoyu ba'oisa ha'neis, says Tosfos. They were ba'oisa ha'neis. They benefited l'chayra from the neis of the Hatzolah, from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, why then should ladies not say halal on Chanukah? If we're saying with regard to hadlokas neiros Chanukah, ladies are chayiv and neiros Chanukah, why? Af hein hoyu ba'isa neis, whatever that means, but af hein hoyu ba'isa neis. So hu adin, that means the same thing we should say when it comes to halal on Chanukah. Women should be chayiv because af hein hoyu ba'isa neis. Are we clear on the question? Yeah? If this reason, af hein hoyu ba'isa neis, obligates them in Neiros Chanukah, so l'chayra, surely it should obligate them in Halal on Chanukah as well. So why is the Rambam, does the Rambam imply that they don't say Halal? So I saw in a sefer called Harari Kedem, where he wants to give the following teretz, that Da'af hein hoyu ba'oysa anis, this rule, af hein hoyu ba'oysa aneis, einoy mechayev ba'oysa mitzvah sheish pam kiyum shel, elo ba'oysa mitzvah sheish pam kiyum shel pesum minisa. What is halal? Sometimes halal can be a kiyum of pirsumi nisa. We have to be mefarsim the nis. Halal itself is a way of being mefarsim the nis, by praising Hashem, singing praises to Hashem about something. So therefore, we can be mahala Hashem, and that is a pirsumi nisa, the way of publicizing the miracle. So, it can also work to be mechayev and Neiros Chanukah as well. Neiros Chanukah, pirsumi nisa. Dalet Kosis, pirsumi nisa. All these reasons We say af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes, because that's a kiyum of pirsumi nisa. Mikra Megillah as well, laying the Megillah on Purim, is all a kiyum of pirsumi nisa. And we say af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes, they benefited from the nes, or they caused the nes, is enough to be mechay of them in those mitzvahs. Halal on the Leos they do as well. They were in the Nes, and therefore the Chayev. Af hein hoye ba'oysa Nes. That's the Tosis in Sukkah. Af hein hoye ba'oysa Nes. That's Mechayev them in Halal b'Leos Sukkah, b'Leos Seder. However, when it comes to Halal on Chanukah, maybe we could suggest that the Halal on Chanukah is a different thing. Where are we Mechayev Pirsumi Nisa when it comes to Chanukah? The Pirsumi Nisa, we are Mechayev it not through Halal, Mechayev it through Neiros Chanukah. So since they have a chiyuv neiros Chanukah because of af hein hoyu ba'oysa hanes, yeah, they're makayim, they fulfill their idea of pirsumi nisa through the neiros Chanukah. Therefore, they don't need to be makayim the pirsumi nisa through halal. That halal is also a way of being makayim pirsumi nisa, but they don't need to do it. They're already makayim it. So he says, mashayke b'halal de Chanukah, have a b'kachol mitzvah halal b'yom tov. The halal that one says on Chanukah is not necessarily because of Pirsumi Nisa. It's like you say Halal on any Yom Tov. Yeah? Not because of Pirsumi Nisa, because there's a Chiyuv Halal on Yom Tov. And therefore, the Kiyum of Pirsumi Nisa is done through Neiros Chanukah. And therefore, the general rule is Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma Noshim Paturais, a time-bound mitzvah a lady is part of from. And therefore, with regard to Halal on Chanukah, we apply the regular rule of mitzvah haseh shezman groma, ladies are potter from. They don't need to be mekayim halal, because halal there would be a kiyum of pirsumei nisa, and that is already carried out through neiros Chanukah, which is a special din of pirsumei nisa. And even though as we said before, ladies are not lighting necessarily, but they are being yotzeh through their husbands the chiyuv of pirsumi nisa through neiros Chanukah, and therefore they're absolved from saying halal on Chanukah. This is a suggestion to understand why it is that they are potter. And it's interesting, just perhaps not a raya, not a proof for this, but a smach for this, is the fact, if you look in the loshen or the nusach of haneiros halalu, what do we say? Haneiros halalu, anachnu madikim, v'chuli v'chuli. These are neiros which we are lighting. Now, how does it finish off that little declaration that we say? We do not have permission to use them, but only to see them. And how do we carry on? Yeah. So, lighting the candles, we have no rishus to use them, but to see them. And by seeing the Neiros Chanukah, lighting and seeing the Neiros Chanukah is kedei lahoidais ula halal. That itself is a lahoidais ula halal. There's a kiyum of the halal through the Neiros Chanukah. So therefore there's no separate chiyuv for them to actually be mekayim. It's a suggestion to understand this. So to summarize the points that we've said in relation to the chiyuv of Noshim when it comes to Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah and when it comes to Halal. The Gemara says that Noshim are chayiv in Neiros Chanukah because af hein hoyu ba'yisei anes. We saw two pshatim brought down in the Rishonim. They caused the nes through Yehudis, or they benefited from the nes from the fact that there was a gezeira against them and they were saved from that. Halacha lemaisa, although they are chayiv, a married lady doesn't light because she's yotzeh through her husband. The nafkamina lahalacha is a lady who is not married, who lives by herself, or an almona, or a gerusha. Any of these cases where you can't apply this svara that they are ishtoi kugufoi, so they're going to have to light. They have to light at home because there's no one else that they can be yotzeh through. That's the practical halacha when it comes to Neiros Chanukah. When it comes to bonois, to daughters, the minig is in many places girls don't light. Minig in some places they do light. And we saw two yeshuvim, two understandings of why it could be they don't light. And benigeya, in reference to halal, the halacha seems to be noshim are paturois. We suggested a mahalach to understand why they are potter. There are some poskim, I think in Shevet Halevi, he recommends that ladies do say halal on Hanukkah, because there's reasons to say that they should be chayev. But the general accepted halacha, I think, is that noshim are pturos and halal on Hanukkah. Hanukkah.